know it's been a there's how many. Very good. This person come forward. Jeff, would you care to talk about the amendment and what the opinion of the sponsor is concerning that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jeff Logan, legislative assistant to Representative Joe Green, the prime sponsor of House Bill 131. Mr. Chairman, for the record, the sponsor opposes the amendment that was proposed last time by Senator Lincoln. There are a number of reasons, namely that any surface transportation right-of-way or easement would compromise the integrity and the habitat values of the refuge, and he believes the legislature should be involved anytime there is going to be a bike trail or a road or a railroad or anything else going through the refuge. So for those reasons, he would oppose the amendment.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anybody else in the Capitol that would like to testify on House Bill 131 at this time? Hearing no one, we'll go to teleconference. Is there anybody on the teleconference site that would like to testify? There is. All right. Do we have a name of whoever signed up first? All right. Can they hear me now? Okay. This is Senator Ward, Chairman. Would people please try to keep your testimony, if at all possible, to 3 minutes. And please state your name at the beginning of your testimony for the record. And if you can, keep your testimony to 3 minutes if at all possible. And if you have a sign-in sheet for there, would the first person please come forward, state your name, and give your testimony? In Anchorage.
Yes, he's approaching the table.
Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Paul Bengwalder, and I am president of the North Sea Club of Anchorage. And the North Sea Club represents about 2,000 members and families, and about another 2,200 trail pin buyers and families, as well as thousands, over 60,000 recreational skiers in the Anchorage Bowl. The club and the skiers in general have a stake in this south extension of the existing Tony Noah Trail as members of this Anchorage community. The route that does not follow the coast could not be a coastal trail, but rather just a bike path through the neighborhood. We are a winter city, possible to ski along the Tony Noah Sculpin Trail for over 5 months of the year, longer if snow is not plowed off in early April. During our long winters, the coastal trail is groomed for cross-country skiers, walkers, joggers, skiers, bikers, etc. A bike path that crosses city streets, runs through a subdivision, would be useless to skiers and skiers, as well as bypass the beauty of the trail along the coastal wildlife reference would have. The bike path is plowed, the path is groomed for runners. If it could not be groomed for skiing, it would not be an extension of the jewel that passed north. A bike path along the city streets for subdivisions would not be used by many, while a coastal trail would mirror the popularity of the existing northern arm of the coastal trail. C-131 short circuits the public process is now in progress. It brings the state government into an issue for the service of a few at the expense of many. A few people in my neighborhood, Old Trinidad, against the original coastal trail, but it was built and has become a great asset to our community. Now, a few have attempted to bring the state to a largely local issue in order to further their case. The Department of Fish and Game and Natural Resources are already involved in this process, and the legislature need not be. I suggest we let all possible routes be studied, let the public process go forward, keep the state legislature out of this local process. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your testimony. There are no questions of the committee members. Would the next person please come forward in Anchorage and state your name for the record and give your testimony, please, concerning House Bill 131?
My name is Doug Perkins, 2130 Shore Drive, Anchorage, Alaska. I testify as president of the Bayshore Class Community Council. I speak officially on behalf of 11,000 members of our district, which immediately straddled the Anchorage Home of Wildlife Refuge. Bayshore Class officially supports HB 131 without amendment and urges an immediate referral to the committee and approval on the Senate floor this session. For the next 30 to 60 minutes, including the last speaker, so you'll hear from opponents of this bill who will touch upon the following points. You'll hear that HB 131 will somehow interfere with the ongoing route study that's being conducted by the DOT and Municipality of Anchorage to choose the best route for the extension of the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail. This is not true for several reasons. First, the route study will go on exactly as before, whether HB 131 is passed or not. Second, if the route eventually proposed is not located in the state refuge, HB 131 will have no effect whatsoever on this trail project. Third, if the route eventually proposed is located in the state refuge, HB 131 does not prohibit a trail in the refuge. It merely changes the identity of the entity who will approve or disapprove that trail. If a refuge route is even proposed after the ongoing route study is complete, which it will be, then it's the legislature which must be persuaded to issue the permit under HB 131 rather than the Department of Fish and Game. Legislative approval is critical in these difficult times with the expected expense of this trail, which is conservatively estimated at $1 million a mile and upwards from there. That can build a lot of trails all over town. If a refuge trail makes the most sense after the route study is complete on its merits, then the legislature is free to issue a surface transportation right away. HB 131 does not prevent that. You're probably left wondering why opponents of this bill keep the legislator out of this decision-making role. Do they know something that we don't about whether the Fish and Game continuing opposition to this bill will eventually be circumvented? I don't know. You'll also hear that HB 131 interferes with what is really a local issue. Not true either. State land, state resource created by the state legislature, even without HB 131 being passed, the state agency must still be persuaded to issue the permit. HB 131 merely transfers that decision to the legislature. It's well positioned to decide that not only for environmental issues, which Fish and Game can help with, but on the fiscal issue. It's going to be an expensive trail if it goes down there. If here's someone, probably DOT's representative, suggests that Fish and Game actually supports the trail in the refuge. This is absolutely false. At the last hearing before the committee, DOT quoted from Fish and Game's briefing paper to that effect. What they did not go on to say in the next paragraph is, quote, trail location alternatives between Spyglass Circle and the Rabbit Creek Rifle Range are considered unsuitable. Within this area, the ADF&G supports a route alternative located on top of the bluff that connects the existing trail, end quote. That Fish and Game position, that briefing paper is in your back. The proposed amendment, while well-intentioned, goes a little too far. HB 131 does not prevent expansion of the new sewer highway or the railroad. The legislature can decide that expansion. At the very least, the amendment should be limited to exclude from the bill existing rights-of-way, such as those for the highway and the railroad. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. There's no questions of committee members. Would the next person in Anchorage please come forward to the microphone, give your name and your testimony?
My name is Jim Burkholder, and I represent myself. I live in the Sand Lake area, and we haven't been informed at this point who we're giving testimony to as the individuals in the room there, Jim. Who's present?
Pardon? Senator Ward, the chairman's present.
People here in the room would like to know who we're giving testimony to down there. Who was able to be at the Transportation Committee meeting today?
The only people that have showed up at the Transportation Committee meeting were Senator Halford, Senator Miller, and Senator Ward. Senator Pierce is up in finance giving testimony, and I think that Senator Green is in a HESS committee. Not Green, I mean, Senator Lincoln is in HESS committee, I'm not sure.
All right, thank you. So there's basically three members of the Transportation Committee there. I am against the state interference and the ongoing process here in Anchorage. There's a couple of reasons for it. One, as a conservative Republican, it's my understanding that Republicans are trying to eliminate some of the bureaucracy in state government. This action by Senator Green with House Bill 131 seems to go against that. Senator Green, I realize this is the only bill that he has submitted this year and it seems to be important to him, but I do think it's a misguided effort to have the legislature at this time interfere with the ongoing process. This is going to be a long process with the particular decision as to routing, and it has more than ample opportunity for both sides to come forward and present the best routing for this trail. No matter which route is turned or which route is chosen, it's going to be an expensive process. It's an expensive process to build in Alaska, whether it would be through a right-of-way along Minnesota or C Street or other places. And at this particular time, the costs are unknown. So as far as cost and physical conservation is concerned, we don't know what those things are at this point. As far as wildlife damage or habitat damage, the higher habitat of a coastal trail, it seems to me that we have a tremendous overburden of one species of wildlife in the Anchorage area, and that, of course, is the goose population, Canadian goose population. And we do everything we can to try to cut down on that. Of course, that is only one species. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and there's no questions of committee members. The next person on the list that I have is Mike Halko. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Please state your name and give your testimony, please.
I'm Michael Halko, former president of the Alaska Environmental Health Association and current president of the Anchorage Running Club. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to share my viewpoint on House Bill 131. Basically, it simply states, a community-based forum established to cover all viewpoints about the trail expansion is being circumvented. What can be lost? Access to a green space rich in educational opportunities? What can be lost? Responsible development of community infrastructure supportive of the goals outlined in Healthy People 2000 and its amendments? We can move from being the second best place for trails in the country to the first, by the way. What can be lost? Greater movement toward achieving the goal outlined in the Surgeon General's report on physical fitness written in 1996. And finally, most significantly, what do we lose? We lose the people's voice as House Bill 131 passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There are no question of committee members. I would like everybody on teleconference to know that we have received the approximately 25 written testimonies, and those will become a part of the packets and the official record, and we thank you for those. And if anybody there does have written testimony, please submit it to the LIO up there so that it can get down here. And the next person that I have on is John Kuhlman. Am I pronouncing it right? Or John, are you there?
I'm here. It's John Kuhlman. I became involved in this issue when I was asked by Jim McGowan, who's the president of the Arctic Bicycle Club, to track and give input on behalf of the club on trail issues. The Arctic Bicycle Club has a membership of several hundred, and we also represent the interests of many thousands of Anchorage bicycle riders. Since I've become aware of this and involved in this issue, I've spoken with as many people as possible, and some common themes have emerged. One, you should know that people are appalled that with issues like the fiscal gap and subsistence unresolved, that the legislature is finding time to pick their nose in what is strongly perceived as a local issue. People in general feel very much that the process that has been begun by the municipality should be allowed to run its course without this bill and the legislature's direct involvement. There's a surprising amount of anger about this, but this trail is immensely popular. I was up this weekend, it was full of families, kids on bikes, moms pushing strollers. There's a perception, which frankly I've come to agree with, that this bill is on behalf of a few elite, wealthy homeowners who live on the bluff, and at the service of the majority of the Anchorage population. As a bike rider, I'd like to make a comment that a trail which is not along a continuous route isn't a trail, it's a sidewalk. What's being proposed as an alternative is not a trail, it's a sidewalk. It's just like the dual lane, quote unquote, bike trail. It's not really a bike trail, it's a sidewalk. Any other town would call it that. When you have crossings every few feet, it's dangerous to bikers and it's unusable by skiers. And we need to keep that in mind. A couple final points. As far as the community council, I heard an earlier testimony that the 11,000 members of the Bayshore Class Community Council were opposed. I can tell you that I was at the Sand Lake Community Council meeting where a resolution was discussed opposed to this. It was packed with people not from Sand Lake who live along the bluff and who have managed to, they're very well organized, they've been working on this thing for 2 years, I've learned. Have managed to put people in positions of authority in these community councils and then purport to represent everybody in that district. I can assure you that that's not the case. Finally, with regard to the issue of this is going to be expensive, I agree completely with Jim Burkholder. It will be expensive, but I'd like to remind you that it's going to be 90% funded by federal funds, and as such, it's something we need to take advantage of. The likelihood is come out of what's called the, what used to be called ICT money, it's the state track program. And I think that we ought to just set that one aside. We need this trail, and I'd like to strongly encourage you to let this bill sit while the process runs its course. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There's no question of committee members. The next person is Joan Knuckles. Are you there?
Yes, sir. And I would just, before I begin my remarks, sir, I would like to thank you for reopening the public hearing on this bill. I'm certain you received a number of phone calls from people, and you did not have to reopen the public hearing. I appreciate that you did. So thank you. May I ask who is there to listen to my testimony? That's the membership change bill.
No, still the same membership on the committee. This is Senator Jerry Ward, the chairman. Please continue.
Thank you. Again, my name is Joan Knuckles. I'm a board member and the former president of the Anchorage Running Club. I am also the representative for the Anchorage Running Club, the Arctic Bicycle Club, and the Nordic Skiing Association of the Municipal Advisory Group formed to address the soft coastal trail extension. Together, the groups I represent compose at least 5,000 active members. If you include people who track them, there's probably another 2,200. So I'm speaking for 7,000 people. And I am here to let you know that these organizations, by no surprise, oppose HB 131. I would ask your indulgence today to allow me to address 3 points. The first is opportunity. The second is unnecessity. And the third is, this is a rush to judgment. First, opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen of this committee, I want you to know what an opportunity we have here in Anchorage to expand what is the greatest treasure of this city, which many people believe, and that is the coastal trail. Secondly, all that's missing in a 74-mile network of trails is this 12.5-mile link. And we have to ask, what would we like to see in that link? The groups I would like to represent would like to see something along the greenbelt, something that responds to our constituents' needs, which is a safe trail that families and friends enjoy. And In addition to improving their physical health, they can improve their mental well-being. Economically, I want to add that this is the smart thing for the city of Anchorage to do. Ecotourism is very well our future, and we shouldn't ignore the sound financial impact this travel will have on our city. This is an opportunity. I'm asking you not to foreclose that opportunity by supporting this bill. Second, HB 131 is unnecessary. There is no reason, let me repeat, there is no reason for this bill other than to promote the interests of just a few. The alleged purpose of this bill is to protect the fragile ecosystem and to provide a safe role in the decision. Well, you're protecting the fragile ecosystem from the people who are most concerned about that ecosystem, trail users. We are a community you can work with. There's no way. You know, the irony of it is that I imagine everybody in that state legislature a good portion of them support development of Anwar, and you're opposing a bike trail. I ask your indulgence to continue. I hope you'll let me.
Yes, if you could please try to wrap it up, so we can get to everybody.
Thank you. Second, we already have a state road in this process. This trail will not be built in the Coastal Wildlife Refuge unless Fish and Game approves it. They are the environmental professionals. I trust their opinion, and I'd rather work with them than a legislative body of whom I was once a legislative aide, and I know what happens to bills. I know, sir, that a community chairman like you can keep a bill sitting as long as he wants unless the political pressure is there for otherwise. So I think this should not be subject to political whim. It should be with the environment professionals. Last, when the legislature approved the management plan, it gave a decision on trail issues to the people of Anchorage. There's no reason to take that away when a process is in place bringing people together to redress it. And this brings me to my last point.
Yes, if you could wrap it up, we have quite a few people that would like to voice their opinion.
Okay, as for the rough suggestion, there is no reason for HB 131 to be speeding through the political process. Rather than being a people of exclusion, sir, I'm going to turn the table and invite you. I'm going to invite you and members of the Senate to come to the Coastal Trail with us on Saturday or Friday or Sunday and see the people that love us, because they're in every district in our town. And second, I'm going to invite you down to the Coastal Refuge to show you where we think a good place would be for the trail that would not impact wildlife. The talk at current is that you intend to pass this bill today and change it back to its original form. I suggest you do not do that, because the issue here is what this is about is preventing a bike trail. So keep the bill as it is, allow the Anchorage legislature to have to make a stand. And let me just go back to opportunity here. Opportunity to serve the needs of the people of Anchorage in providing access to a beautiful region. I ask you not to vote for HB 131. Keep it in the
Thank you very much. No questions of committee members. Brian Hickey, are you there?
Good afternoon. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Senator Ward for allowing me this issue. I'm just a resident of Midtown, and I heard about this. It really got under my skin, so I came down and testified. I don't generally participate in the public process other than I do vote at every election. I support the community process in place to determine a suitable route for the Coastal Trail that will join Kincade to the Anchorage Refuge at Potter Marshall. Personally, I strongly support routing the trail along the coast. A trail that is absent of street and road crossing, in my opinion, is the only acceptable alternative for the trail. And I'm strongly opposed to elevating this issue to the legislative level. I personally believe that if it's elevated to the legislative level, it would be the death knell for the trail. I think it's a piece of special interest legislation that's been designed to support 70 or 100 homeowners who live on the bluff, and it's really got me angry. And I guess the one thing that I would like to say is I will be looking for an explanation from my representative, Representative Porter, as to how he feels that this piece of legislation benefits me in any way, shape, or form. And that's really all I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There are no questions. Randy Candy, are you there?
Kennedy. Thank you for allowing me to speak today, Mr. Ward. I'm a concerned citizen here in Anchorage. I'm a member of the Anchorage North Ski Club and Arctic Bicycle Club. And I'm testifying today against House Bill 131 for the following reasons. One of Anchorage's best public assets is existing Tony Knoll Coastal Trail. Sending that trail to Potter Marsh from Kincaid is a project that would benefit, I feel, the majority of the people in Anchorage. Currently, the people that primarily enjoy the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge are the property owners that border the refuge. This vocal, organized minority of people have persuaded, in my mind, Joe Green and Con Bundy into sponsoring House Bill 131, which would benefit a very small number of privileged people. I believe the majority of people in Anchorage are interested in extending the Coastal Trail because of the tremendous opportunity it would provide for wildlife viewing, skiing, running, cycling, and summer and winter tourism. Extending the Coastal Trail is a project that will enhance the quality of life for the majority of people in Anchorage. Passing House Bill 131 will benefit a minority of privileged people currently living next to the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. My only question to them is, would they support House Bill 131 if they did not live next to the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge? Thank you very much.
Thank you. There are no questions. The committee members, Mary Whitmore is next. And also, before you start, Mary, if anybody has any written testimony, please hand it to the person that is there so we can make that a part of the record. Please continue.
I want HB 131 supported, and I want the bike trail amendment moved, and I would like to refer it out of the bill out of committee today. The opponents of the bill say this is a local issue, and it's not a local issue. The legislature created the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. It's a state property, it's managed by the State Department of Fish and Game. The municipality wants to build a trail that may go through this state refuge and near or by a state rifle range. The municipality of Anchorage wants to build this trail with federal highway dollars and fund the balance with state dollars. How can this be called a local issue? The municipality of Anchorage says the legislature should stay out of this and let the process work, but the process is not working. There is a definite bias towards putting a trail in this state refuge, a trail which will alter the existing habitat and change the customary and traditional uses of the state refuge and rifle range. The bias starts with the name of the trail project. It's called South Coastal Trail Extension. With a name like that, the expectation is the trail will go along the coast and through the refuge. And the bias continues. Why else would the municipality of Anchorage oppose this bill, as stated in a meeting last night on the trail, unless the route was predetermined to go into the refuge? I'm concerned that the refuge manager, the Department of Fish and Game, will be told to put aside its studies, its science, its observations, and its knowledge about the refuge because influential, powerful people in Juneau want the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail extended through the refuge. Is this the process that the municipality wants to continue to let work? Please support HB 131 and eliminate the amendment on the bike trail and move to refer it out of committee today. The legislature created the refuge, and this bill will allow the legislature to be part of the process, part of the discussion of setting the future of the refuge. This is not a local issue. That's why we're asking for your support on this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's no questions of committee members. Kimberly Olmsted, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Please give your testimony after your name.
My name is Kim Olmsted. I'm an avid runner and user of the trail system in Anchorage, and I would like to thank Senator Ward for reopening this hearing so I could testify and others as myself could testify. A few years ago, I attended a meeting in Russian Jap where we tried to come up with a way to extend the trail system that picks up at the Tudor Road crossing. We wanted to connect it to Chester Creek. Some people suggested moving that trail, using that connection by a process that would go through the university area, the marshlands between the two Bregal roads that are not at present connected. I was adamantly against that. I thought if you put a bike trail in there, a road would fall, and that habitat would be ruined forever. At the conclusion of that meeting, former Senator Pat Porcheau came up to me and said, "Kim, if you want to protect a piece of property, a piece of land, build a bike trail. What you need to do is build a constituency. When you get the constituency, that piece of land will be protected." I understand what he meant, and were somebody say to me now, "Let's build a bike trail through there," I would support that. I live on a bike trail. My piece of property backs up to the university, the ACU tract of land. There is a trail directly behind my house. I have several neighbors who I think are sort of like the neighbors on the block. They don't want a trail in their backyard, and they were very adamant against paving that trail. I have never, ever, while I've been sitting at my dining room table or my couch and seen a person go by in my backyard, I have never had a negative feeling. It's always been, wow, somebody else is out there enjoying that land, enjoying those surroundings much as I do, and that makes me feel good. That makes me know that they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep that woods there. I think this piece of property is exactly the same thing. I think these people who live on the bluff, if they truly are speaking from their heart, if they want to protect that land, they will understand this reason. Bring more people to it, let them see it, let them experience it, and let them fight tooth and nail to make sure that that property, that habitat, those animals, those species are protected. I can't imagine that you think that the majority of angry citizens would not understand that, would not act in that same way. I grew up in Maine, where the coastline was gobbled up years ago by people with money. There is absolutely no chance that a trail like this could ever be built there. Anchorage is so unique. This is such a gem that we have. Extend it. Keep the people involved in this process. This is the crowning jewel of Anchorage. You have to realize that. You have to get out there. You don't use it and see it. Please keep the public involved in this process and do not pass. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. There are no questions at this time. Piggy Kobe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Senator Ward, thanks for opening this meeting so we're able to testify. And I'm a citizen of Turnagain, a resident and frequent coastal trail user, and I know and can testify how popular that trail is. And I'm testifying against HB 131. And I speak for myself. I'm also a member of the Municipality Advisory Group of the South Extension of the Coastal Trail. And just to clarify the plan name, Coastal Trail refers to the existing Coastal Trail and the South Extension, the proposal. So the concept plan also covers different routes. It's been, we as an advisory group, our mission is to help revise the plan so that some of the language is taking out.
Could you please get a little closer to the microphone, please?
I just feel this is an opportunity we have that will not exist in the future to create a treasure for generations to come in Anchorage. Coastlines and other cities have been gobbled up by development, and there are many cities that would fight to keep what we have the opportunity to do, and that opportunity will soon close on us. I also urge you to respect the public process. It is an now session. It's a lengthy and very public process going on to consider different options and provide information for the extension of the coastal trail. And I do feel that it is a local issue. Some concerns, some misinformation I think that is out there that is probably fueling HB 131 is our concerns about the rifle range, and that's being addressed by the current plan, and also the financial concerns, and as has been pointed out, most of the funding is from federal funds. So I think the public process needs to be continued and people's concerns need to be addressed. So I would just urge you to respect the process that is already going in place and become informed on the major concerns.
Thank you very much for your testimony. There's no questions at this time. Marcy Errico, am I pronouncing that right?
Marcy Errico?
Errico, thank you.
Good afternoon. I reside on Ocean View Drive next to Ocean View Park and Ocean View Bluff Park in Senator Ward's district. I'm here to testify against House Bill 131. I should also mention that I'm the chair of the Parks Committee of the Ocean View Old Stewart Community Council, so I do not represent them here today. I don't believe I need to reiterate the lack of necessity for House Bill 131, as simply pointed out by facts in yesterday's Compass piece in the Anchorage Daily News. The state should be involvement of the state and the review exists without this bill. The influence that has been brought to bear on Representative Green to sponsor this bill is not representative of the interests of the city or the city as a whole, which desires a coastal trail on the coast. I witness on a daily basis the de facto use of the bluff and the refuge used by skiers, hikers, and families as a whole. Never have I had a problem with hikers going along the railroad track de facto path along the bluff in my backyard. Nor have I had a problem with any of the people who use the refuge at the base of the bluff adjoining Ocean View Bluff Park. My family regularly uses the flat and the refuge, and we do witness the wear and tear that we and others inflict when we regularly use these areas without an established or protected trail. People will continue to use these areas in spite of the efforts of some of my more selfish neighbors who believe that they own their private view. Need an established trail to meet the desires of the community to protect our treasured environment. Please do not pass House Bill 131.
Thank you very much for your testimony. There's no other questions at this time. The next person that I have on the list is Cindy Flanagan. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes, sir, I am.
Please
I came here to testify in opposition to the Bill H. 131 simply because I am appalled that some rich people think that money talks and that they can have their way in the head of the chain. You look at the bike trail, there's one subject that has not been brought to the surface here. It's the safety of the people that use these trails. The runners, the bikers, I myself am a cyclist. I will go out and ride 20 to 40 miles. We have to ride on the highway because we don't have bike trails that are in a continuum. I have almost gotten hit, and I have taken a fall this week simply because of a car decided they didn't think I could be on the shoulder of the road. I think this should be a major factor on the extension. It's the safety of the people. The multitudes use these trails as runners or cyclists or rollerbladers. There is a need for more trails. You cannot ride fast at West of the Lagoon to Kincaid. It is too crowded. I myself ride from Bartlett up Highland Road just to avoid people. Then I have a problem with cars. I think the extension down through the South Anchorage, where I do reside, is a need. It is a safety factor that I think should be heard and should be addressed. I think everybody's getting caught up on refuge and everything else, but the bottom line is this bill is funny because money talks and nobody sees the simplicity of it. It's just a few, and you're looking at a huge city that if I will drive the Eagle River to ride my bike, you think they don't come down here to use the same trail to go further? I mean, that's logical. People that are athletes in this town want the trail. The federal government is providing the money. How much more simple can it be? Thank you for reopening this bill and letting me have my time to
Thank you very much for your testimony. There's no additional questions at this time. The next person that I have on the list is Phil Wright. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I appreciate the opportunity to testify. I'm a relative newcomer to Alaska. I must confess that I enjoy the beauty of the state, and I enjoy it in a pristine setting. I'm also one of the evil people who live on top of the hill. Sorry for that, you know, but nice to be on top of the hill. I don't believe that if there were a bike path constructed, it has any effect on the houses on top of the hill. Frankly, I think that a bike path would be invisible to anyone who lives there. But I am concerned, I think, about the wildlife who lives in a refuge. I believe the state showed considerable judgment in establishing a refuge for that wildlife. And I believe the state has the opportunity to exercise good judgment in protecting that wildlife and that refuge. I read the paper daily, try to learn more about Alaska, and I see every day the legislature seeking ways to not spend additional money. I understand we have an economic problem in the state. I am very resentful of the fact that everybody says, well, let's build a bike trail, it's just federal money. Well, I happen to supply some significant portion of that federal money, and I suspect most of the people sitting around the table do too. So that federal money that's just federal money, free to everybody in Alaska, I think is pretty bad thinking, frankly. I think there's a whole significant population of people in town who enjoy the use of a rifle range. I notice there's an awful lot of hunters around this state. I think it would be pretty interesting if they thought that somebody intended to build a trail right through the Rabbit Creek rifle range. And if you got the hunters in Alaska stirred up about that, I suspect that it would be quite interesting to see. So I have to speak in support of HB 131 without amendments, and I hope you go forward with it. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you very much. There's no questions at this time. Art Weiner, are you there?
Yes. My name is Art Weiner. I'm a resident of South Anchorage, and I've been a biologist for the last 30 years, working on projects that were designed to move people and to build structures in environmentally sensitive areas with a minimum impact on the environment. I'm here to speak against SB 131. My testimony really focuses on process. I believe that this particular issue should center on allowing the engineers and the scientists to do their work and develop a plan or a proposal that should be carefully reviewed by the public, and it should not be politicized by the folks in Juneau. I think that the Departments of Natural Resources, the Department of Fish and Game, and the consulting scientists should be left to do the work to develop alternative alignments for the extension of the South Coastal Trail. Proper analysis should be done on those alignments to ensure that they don't go through sensitive portions of the coastal wildlife refuge. And in cases where they do have to cross the wildlife refuge, proper bioengineering techniques are used so that the alignment minimizes any adverse impacts to wildlife and wildlife habitat. I personally have worked on projects where we built trails and literally hundreds and hundreds of feet of elevated grade wall through environmentally sensitive areas that has created a minimal adverse impact to habitat and wildlife. And I think that this process should focus on the professionals' work and their ability to present to the public alternative alignments for the trail, and let this process focus on objective science and engineering, and let's leave the politics out of it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. The next person that I have down is Nancy Pease. Are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Nancy Pease. I urge you to oppose HB 131. I feel that legislative involvement in the coastal trail planning process is unnecessary and intrusive. There's a highly involved local public process underway analyzing to choose the route for the south extension of the coastal trail, and hundreds of residents representing all interests are participating. The Anchorage Assembly is going to vote its approval on the chosen route, and so
legislature cannot possibly learn more about this issue than the local participants and leaders, as much as you might. And what might like to be informed, there is no way for you to follow the process in the detail that we are. The most informed decision can be made by local residents. And furthermore, the resources at stake are of local importance, not statewide value. We, as far as we know, there are no rare or unique flora or fauna in the Coastal Wildlife Refuge. The very value of this refuge is the local access for the urban population. And I wanted to point out, on your access map attached to HB 131, it shows supposedly 9 major public access points, but that's highly misleading. For example, the first 3 access points, you do not have either visual or physical access to the coast. 8-foot high railroad dike. You can't even see Cook Inlet, and it's not legal or safe to cross the dike to enjoy Cook Inlet. At the rifle range, of course, only marksmen get into the refuge. And then at points 5, 6, and 7, Ocean View Bluff, John's Park, and Spyglass Circle, there is little parking. For example, 2 or 3 cars there at Ocean View Bluff Park, and no way down through the refuge unless you are quite physically able to scramble down a dirt embankment. So that we don't have good physical access to our coastal refuge. Another point, I'm a member of the board of Rabbit Creek Community Council, which is along the south 3 or 4 miles of the route, and our council has an official position of waiting for the analysis of all the alternatives before we'll vote on our choice. Finally, I wish all of you could come to South Anchorage and see firsthand the extreme hazards that trail users have to face. Right now, if you want to go along Potter Marsh, you can dodge 60-mile-an-hour traffic on the New Stewart Highway, or you can walk or ride or push your baby jogger, as I do, in the traffic lane on the Old Stewart Highway, because literally the white line is crumbling in places. It's severely frosty. There is no shoulder. And on a good day, dozens, if not a couple hundred, bikers, roller skiers, runners, and yes, babies and strollers are in the traffic lanes there. So the need is great for a good, safe trail and coastal access. And we local people are in a great position to make an informed decision. So I hope you will vote this down and turn on to more important business. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. The next person that I have down is Dave Carter.
Yes, thank you, Senator Ward, members of the committee. Dave Carter, 1920 Shore Drive here in Anchorage. I am here to urge your support of HB 131, and I would ask that the committee pass this bill out today without the amendment proposed by, I guess, added to it by Senator Lincoln at the last hearing. A few quick points, a number of issues have already been touched on. This is a state wildlife refuge. It's a public resource that benefits not only people in Anchorage, but all Alaskans. There has been very little, if any, discussion today about whether there's a public interest in having essentially an undeveloped wildlife refuge here in Anchorage. I certainly think there is, and I don't think that issue's been discussed for the public. There have been comments about safety issues, but those very safety issues apply to children and others wanting to go from their neighborhoods to schools and parks and recreation areas in the interior of Anchorage. So those same issues apply and are probably much more pertinent than traveling along a trail through a wildlife refuge. Anchorage is heavily developed. South Anchorage is becoming more and more developed, and opportunities for building trail above the bluff in South Anchorage are going to pass by the wayside. The refuge is just that, it's a wildlife refuge. If for some reason the legislature believes that the public interest is best served by putting a trail through the wildlife refuge, that can be done. The refuge is not going to be developed. It's not going away. Other routes are. There's no development in the refuge through most of it except outlined. Otter Marsh overlooks, allows public access to a wonderful area, and a lot of things going on out there. And I don't think the public really understands what's out there. Also, there are going to be over 20 miles of scenic, some of the most scenic coastal trail from Otter Marsh to Girdwood, running along Turnagain Arm, and that will allow for many other things that people who have spoken in favor of the coastal trail here through the refuge. And that's going to be a wonderful connection. So I would urge the committee again to move this bill out of committee and get it passed this session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. There's no questions at this time. Liz Johnson, are you there?
Yes, I am, Chairman Ward.
Please continue, Liz.
Thank you. I've been a resident of Anchorage, Alaska for the last 20 years. And in fact, I met Chairman Ward many years ago. He sold me my first house down in South Addition, almost directly across from Westchester Lagoon, which, of course, is a very heavily used portion of the coastal trail, Chester Creek and Assembly Knowles Trail. So I'm speaking here today both as someone who has witnessed trail use firsthand. I'm an attorney who still practices, as well as a small business owner whose business revolves around sporting goods and trail use. And I'd like to talk also in support and have as additional testimony submitted to this committee the compass art from Larry Howell, who's the director of the Heritage Land Bank, that appeared in Monday's May 10th issue of the Anchorage Daily News. Entitled Legislative Footprint Not Needed in the Coastal Refuge. And I'd like to cite just one paragraph of that and read it into the record. Quote, to keep the public land hidden and away from the public is not the proper role of the state legislature. I am uncomfortable with the thought that my respected longtime friend, Representative Joe Green, and his colleague, Governor Tom Bundy, the primary sponsors of HB 131, appear to be interfering with and circumventing an established, quote, local planning process, unquote, for the benefit of a few constituents living on the bluff above the refuge, period. As Representative Green stated recently, quote, it is a very fragile ecosystem that has unique flora and fauna, unquote. I would add that the best way to protect this fragile public asset is to provide to the general public access to an education about coastal refuge lands, unquote. First of all, I agree that this is a local, not a state legislative issue. Secondly, I think the local planning process that this will go through has just started, and you've heard ample testimony about what that is. There are two state agencies, at least, the Department of Fish and Game and the Department of Natural Resources, who will have extensive information, scientific and factual information to present on this, and U.S. legislators can certainly influence what happens with those state agencies and monitor that process independently of having a bill of your own, HB 131, to do that. I'm not aware that this state legislator interferes with the process of planning in Bethel, Fairbanks, or the North Slope Borough or Juneau to the extent that this particular bill would. Therefore, I would urge that you let the natural process in Anchorage take its toll. And as a person who has witnessed the extension of a coastal trail directly across from my house, talked to many of the residents in that area, there were many people who were initially opposed to the extension of that coastal trail along the bluff, first of all, because it was very expensive, second, because of many of the things that we talked about today in terms of public access and increased use. Every single one of those people, including some very conservative people at the time, with whom I had heated discussions, are now supporters of that trail. And one in particular, Mr. Sewell Faulkner, who has been a longtime businessman here, is extremely supportive of it, whereas he was not at the time. So I'd urge you to let the community planning process continue as it is and defeat HB 131. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Liz. There's no questions at this time. Mike Szymanski. Mike, you are next.
Thank you. I wasn't sure whether I was going to testify or not because I took the privilege of doing it at your last hearing with Senator and members of the recommended Mike Szymanski. As you know, I really sponsored the Anchorage Wildlife Refuge legislation because I explained the path. And I think that what I've reflected on this case, there's a line or a sentence in that bill that I didn't work on and spent a lot of time on and focus on. And it seems to me that, and I was thinking about Senator Galbraith's comment, who we're protecting in front, and I guess the response to that was, when I reflect on it over the last few days, was, I guess the sponsor is trying to protect it from Senator Galbraith's constituency to keep them having access to those resources, because that's in essence what you end up doing if you don't allow the public to have that access. And that's the same thing that everybody that isn't a landowner along the close proximity of the refuge ends up being in that position of secondary citizens. And you end up having some of those small areas in that one crop area, Ocean Ridge, you can walk down. I used to walk down a ship and on occasion, and there's limited access. And I don't know that ultimately the plan will put a trail along the full proximity of that. I don't know if Fish and Game will ever sign off on it, but I'm certainly opposed to the idea that the legislature is now going to take the power back from the public that we granted to in the original legislation. And I think that that's the policy issue that you as a legislator need to weigh heavily, that you want to go on record of withdrawing the public's power. And it seems to me that that's contrary to good public policy making. Once you granted it to them, you really want to take it back. But I guess, you know, that's the call for you, and that's what you need to do as a legislator, make your mind up what you want to do on it. But I certainly would suggest that maybe you want to think about giving it another committee referral to resources. The bill itself is a significant resource policy issue that certainly should be reviewed by the resources committee, and probably should look at whether or not we want to extend the same policy to other resource issues throughout the state of Alaska, where we kick back, whether it's timber, road development, anytime we have any parks, recreational habitat, or any other type of area similar to this, that we want to kick it back to the legislature for legislative approval. And if that's what you want to do, so be it. But I just don't see it that that's what we're doing in this case, whether or not it's in the best interest of the public. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mike. We do have the next, no question this time. Next one is Deanna Essert.
Okay, she's approaching the mic.
My name is Deanna Essert, and I have been designated as the official spokesman for Sand Lake Community Council to register our support for House Bill 131. Sound Lake Community Council represents approximately 27,000 residents who live in close proximity to the wildlife refuge, who understand the hazards associated with developing a major trail on the unstable marsh bluff. It has been brought to my attention that someone has testified that Sound Lake Community Council has taken action either in favor of a marsh trail or against House Bill 131. This is not true. Ron Grimshaw, supervisor of Marine Trails, of Natural Resources, to testify against House Bill 131. We agree with Crenshaw's viewpoint that the public, we do not agree with Crenshaw's viewpoint that the public will not support trails running through the neighborhood. Sand Lake supports linking our existing trails through the neighborhood to provide refuge and access to our schools, recreation sites, and community facilities. We are in agreement with Fish and Game's position to build a trail on top of the block connect our existing trail segments to parks. Last Friday, I attended a presentation on preserving the Toklot wolves at the Wilda Barnson Theater in the Luzak Library. The presentation was sponsored by the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. Brenda and I thought that we might have a good opportunity to discuss the need to preserve the members of the Alliance. We did approach members of the Alliance for their support. We're surprised to hear that many members of the Alliance would support building a trail in the marsh through the refuge. In an intense discussion with one of the members of the Alliance, he mentioned the need for watchful wildlife. We explained that the nesting and migrating wildlife would flee if a multi-use trail with thousands of walkers, runners, and bikers was located in the marsh. This member of the Wildlife Alliance assured me that this problem could be solved with construction of a light rail system to the refuge. The language of House Bill 131 must provide protection for any intrusion into the refuge, whether that is a multi-use trail, a bike trail, light rail, railroad, or highway. Who knows, maybe we'll have floating casinos. Please reinstate the original language of the bill, surface transportation.
Anchorage Coastal Light Rail.
Expanded, but all projects must be related to surface transportation. Building an embankment to support a rail bed or highway would be just as damaging to the refuge as a bike trail. My understanding is that House Bill 131 will not prohibit railway or highway expansion, but will provide the legislature the option of approving any expansion based on the merits of the proposed project, unless the amended version is changed to cover all surface transportation. Any future development by the railroad or highway can occur without your approval. On behalf of our community, we urge you to remove the amended language and move the bill out of committee immediately so that a floor vote can occur. And I will submit written testimony that I couldn't get in.
Very good. If you would please do that. There's no questions at this time. Peter Lechkish, are you there?
Yes, just one moment.
My name is Peter Lechkish, and I lived in Anchorage since 1967, have been active in trails out of Kincaid Park, and opposed to this bill. There is a process that we have here in Anchorage that makes this unnecessary, and I feel that this is the means of really attempting to stop the expansion of the bike trail at the legislative level, and feel that this is something that should be handled at the local level.
Thank you very much for your testimony. There's no questions at this time. The last person that I have on conference is Smiley Shields.
Yeah, thank you. The following are my comments concerning the South Coast Trail Extension. I feel that I'm well qualified to comment on this issue. I've been visiting what is now the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge since 1955. I have a doctorate in biology with expertise in animal behavior and ecology. I have lived on the bluff immediately adjacent to the refuge for the last 12 years, and during that time I have spent at least 1,000 hours actually in the refuge, as well as leading ecology field trips into it for hundreds of interested persons ranging from UAA graduate classes to kindergartners. Also, I am a dedicated bicyclist. I have been a member of the International Human Powered Vehicle Association for over 20 years. I've taught many classes in bicycle design, and I have a thorough understanding of bicycle ergonomics and performance. I absolutely want to see the trail extended from Kincaid Park to Potter Marsh, but for the following reasons, I am categorically opposed to routing it through any part of the refuge. Therefore, I urge you to support the passage of HB 131. The Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge includes the name refuge for good reason. This area is a critical resting, eating, and nesting habitat for thousands of birds. The plants that live there can only exist under a very narrow range of environmental conditions. There's simply no way to build a trail in it without changing the drainage, et cetera, to the extent that it would destroy the salt marsh habitat. Further, disturbance by trail patrons and their dogs would completely disrupt bird reproduction. About 10 days ago, the Department of Fish and Game surveyed the refuge and reported an estimated 10,000 Canada geese, 1,500 snow geese, more than 50 sandhill cranes, and ducks too numerous to count within the refuge. This wave of migrants has already left for the hinterlands, but many more are on their way. Presumably, Alaskan natives will consume some significant number of these animals during their subsistence harvest. It would seem that helping to ensure the continued food supply would be one of the priorities of the legislature, and as such, certainly takes priority over such self-indulgences as a bicycle trail. I certainly don't think that the fate of the ancestral nesting and or migratory routes of dozens of species of birds is a local issue. My second point, well-established data, public show that the average casual cyclist travels at about 10 miles per hour. A 10-mile-an-hour headwind in Mir Zephyr on the exposed refuge reduces this speed to about 10 miles an hour. Only elite, very strong cyclists can ride in strong winds that occur very frequently on the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. At Maya Systems, HDR Engineering collected wind data, one sample every hour for 1 year, in the refuge. As a representative of Bayshore Clatt Community Council on this issue, I've made numerous requests for these computer-ready data to be reduced. This has not happened. I'm convinced these data have not been reduced because they would be so damning as to plainly demonstrate the impracticability of the refuge route. As far as I'm concerned, the people who do not understand the environmental conditions on the refuge just are unprepared to talk about these things. For instance, we've heard numerous testimony about the safety on upland routes. However, I've yet to hear the first person acknowledge the fact that children wandering off the trail through the refuge would be immediately exposed to mud flats. I will mail the rest of my comments in. I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. My understanding is there's nobody else on teleconference that wants to testify on House Bill 131. Is that correct? That's correct. Is there anybody in the committee room that wanted to testify on 131 that hasn't signed up? Sir, please come forward. Behind you, Joe.
I signed up on the sign up sheet.
Okay, I didn't get.
I don't know.
Be very brief, sir, if you could. Name for the record. Gotta go.
Thank you, Senator. For the record, my name is Jaron Bruce, representing the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and I just wanted to say a few comments because there's been numerous references to the Department of Fish and Game, and this is actually a refuge that we have a major role in managing. The department's, I am a staff assistant to the commissioner, and the department has been very involved in the process so far, recognizing that the process has just begun. The department is not opposed to the extension of the trail. In fact, there's been no actual alignment laid out. The best way to probably characterize the department's position at this point is we have signaled that there are some significant concerns that would have to be addressed with the trail that went through the refuge, and especially concerns about safety around the rifle range, and in fact, any impairment of the use of the rifle range by shooters, but also we will of course be looking out for the habitat and for the animals that are using that habitat. But until there's actually an alignment or a variety of alignments proposed, we really haven't prepared any detailed analysis of what the impacts would be. So our position is that we support the process that has been going on. We are a participant in the process. There are certainly some very serious concerns to be addressed out there, but we have not concluded that they cannot be addressed in some way. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Is there any questions of committee members? Hearing none, that is the only person that signed up. The prime sponsor is here. The bill is before us. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action in adopting the amendment adopted at the last meeting, which changed surface transportation to bike path or trail.
Motion is before us. Is there objection? Hearing none, the rescinding motion is adopted.
With the adoption of the rescinding motion, that brings the motion to adopt that amendment back before us.
Is that a motion?
No, it's not a motion. The motion is before us on the original amendment. I object to the amendment, but it is before us just because of the process.
There is objection to the original motion, and roll call then.
Senator North.
No.
Senator Bruce.
No.
Senator Ellis.
No.
Chairman
North. No. The bill is before us.
So the amendment has been deleted from the bill. I would move the bill, which is the original House version at this point, from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the bill is moved from committee with individual recommendations. Transportation is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members.